Start it up. Ladies and gentlemen, and to my cousin, Jane Whalen Talon, I'm at Visitation Academy, ladies and gentlemen. It's a outstanding day, and just walk through the door, you know, jaw dropper. Then they got the kids. They got the kids. What is that, a kids academy or something?
Well, we have three schools in one here, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a Montessori school. We have a grade school and a high school. We're the only all-girls school in the state that has that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I should have had a little rehearsal. This is one of the most interesting men in St. Louis. Every time you meet the guy and you talk to him, you find out, you peel the onion, you find out a little bit more about the guy. But this is the athletic director, and I won't say your last name, so it'll chop it up. So your name is Paul?
Stacklin.
Yes. Oh, I mean, he's kind of like the AD prototype, you know. And I may add, I'm standing up to applaud you for being the first athletic director that was a soccer coach.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of other athletic directors out there that were soccer coaches.
Oh, right? All right. Well, let me try to find one. I'll try to find one.
Well, they're out there. I'm sure they're out there.
Okay. And, this is the last accolade of you, is to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of us all in high school soccer that you're taking up to be the host athletic director for the St. Louis Girls High School Champions League.
Yeah, when Greg approached me, a Greg Keller from St. Dominic, he approached me about it, and just anything that furthers the game in St. Louis, or you know, regionally or even nationally, I'm on board with. So they needed an athletic director. The state requires that a school sponsors it and actually acts as the host of what we're calling it, the Champions League. But an actual high school has to host the tournament. So I was more than happy to do it.
Yes. And on behalf of my cousin, Jane Whalen Talon, a graduate of '82, we want to applaud you for all that.
Well, we love all of our Viz graduates.
Yeah, baby. I got to be on my best behavior. And can you please introduce us to our outstanding compadre right next to us? The assistant athletic director.
Yeah, so Michelle Hannock is our assistant athletic director here at Visitation Academy. She helps me with a lot of things, and she's totally in charge of our grade school athletics here at Viz.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, there you go. Yeah, I had the applause, and there you go. You're whale certified.
All right, we're whale certified. All
yeah,
right.
Man. Yeah, yeah. All right then. All right. And I tell you, the 82 graduates, and there was a Kathleen, she's just retired for long term.
Kathleen Mahan.
Yes, she's a friend of hers.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I was telling somebody that there were around 30 girls, and they still, women now, they meet regularly. I mean, they're sisters of sisters, you know, and that's what she wanted me to say. That was Visitation is the best school in America.
Well, I mean, we like to think we do a good job at educating young women to go out in the real world and do great things.
Yeah, and it was on short notice. I couldn't get by to get the cookies, the Clank's cookies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So get down into some weeds. If I could just say, I'm sitting across from, in a historical way, a dinosaur for being a coach at Rosary High School that won a state championship.
Yes, we were talking about that. One of my best soccer friends in the world is Joe Morgan. I was kind of
Papa Joe.
I call him Papa Joe, and I started in at Rosary in I believe like '87 or so. And Joe was the varsity coach at the time. I was a JV coach, and 4 years later, we won the state championship. We beat Duchesne on a cold, rainy day at the soccer park, 2-0, and it was a great day. It was my first state championship as a coach, and as an athletic director and a coach, I think I'm around 20. I've been to about 22 Final Fours, and I think we've as a coach and athletic director, I have about 15 state championships under my belt. And they never get old. I could probably go in chronological order and tell you what sport it was, what game it was, who we played, and what was going on at halftime, and what the mood was. And they're just it's what high school sports are all about.
Michelle, did you hear that? We're gonna quiz you. All right, then. But I mean to tell you, I drive by here and. Because I'm down the street, it's
right.
And I drive by, and it's just as a jaw dropping every season. There's a jaw dropping type of an experience, you know, with the new how the school is going and this and that. Then I came and interviewed Chris Kenny and some of the gals, the girls, the Zets.
Vivets.
Thank you very much. All right then, and. The story goes is, I mean, man, you talk about some awesome stuff, man. You know, that those gals were something. And I just got to ask it to everybody. Did those, if you went to a prom at this, did you go to mass before the prom and say the rosary afterwards?
I've been at Viz for 20 years. I've never been to the prom one time. I feel like I've got enough stuff on my plate without chaperoning at prom. So,
okay.
I haven't been to a Viz prom in my career.
All right then. So here it is. We have the situation at hand here. Is that you come from that soccer and you're rolling it all up to say, hey, man, we're going to lay this out because you got the time now. You got your buddy, Steve, I'm going to tell the guy's name, Hudson.
Steve Hudson. So on the boys' side, Steve is the host school on the boys' side. He's the athletic director at Clayton.
Yeah. And so with your personal relationship with, because you grew up with the guy, you went to high school with the guy called Great Color.
Great Color, yes.
That this is kind of like you're going to roll out that red and white carpet. I mean, it's you're gonna have enough time to understand this, that, blah, blah, boom. You're going to be on fire with this thing.
Well, we hope so. We're hoping that the boys' side's going to, in the fall, will kind of work out some of the kinks. Like we were talking about earlier, I went to high school with Greg. My parents and his parents were really close, and so I've known Greg my whole life. He's a great guy, and you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better ambassador for soccer in St. Louis than Greg Keller. So when he asked me to host, I immediately said no, yes. I mean, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, and did you have the I'm a friend of the Westbrooks, mm-hmm. Dick Westbrook,
oh, yeah.
Helped coach me back in the
day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the story, did you hire Chris Kenny?
Well, I've been very fortunate in my career at Viz. When Dick Westbrook is a Hall of Fame coach, and then after him we hired Bill Doss, who's in the Missouri Hall of Fame. And
yeah.
Then after Bill Doss, we had a younger gentleman. By the name of Jeff Fashion, and he did a really good job for us. He moved on. He's at Webster Groves now. And so after he left, he got a full-time job in the building there. I've known Chris a long time, too. One of my best friends, Tom Hayes, played college soccer at SLU with Chris. And so I met Chris back in college. So I've known Chris a long time. And when he was coaching for like 30 years, we'd always played Marquette in the Jamboree, and every year he would come up to me and he'd be like, oh, I'm thinking about retiring. I would love to come and help out at Viz and teach at Viz too, maybe part-time. And that went on for about 5 or 6 years. Every year he's like, oh, I'm getting closer to retiring. I'm getting closer. Then 3 years ago, he actually said, "Hey, I am retiring. Is there anything available?" So I just gave his resume to our principal, Terry Murray, and we happen to have an entrepreneur position where Chris actually runs all the entrepreneur classes. We have a coffee shop here that he runs. The kids actually do all the work at it. And so we hired Chris on as a part-time teacher, and we just happened, when we hired him on, the coach I just mentioned, Jeff Fashion, took the job, took a teaching position at Webster Groves, and the head position came available. So I'm pretty lucky to have Dick Westbrook, Bill Doss, and Chris Kenny be three Hall of Fame coaches here at Viz coaching soccer.
Yeah, you are. And so the whole story comes down is that you, Chris said that the school does everything, and I can see where the school and your athletic department, because you become a student athlete, it means something when you're a student athlete at Viz.
Yes, I mean, we take a lot of pride. A lot of schools they're like, academics come first and sports come second, and when push comes to shove, sometimes that always doesn't happen. But I can assure you at Viz, when push comes to shove, academics are more important than sports here at Viz.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. And I don't know my English too much, but they got the slash, so it's on the same border.
Right.
Yeah. But because you can't pay to play here, that you got to make the team.
Well, yeah, the one thing about Viz is, we consider ourselves a high academic school. So, I mean, you have to have the credentials just to get in academically. That's the most important thing. So, these are true student athletes.
Yeah, yeah. And that field, that's a nice field down there.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate with our field over the years. We're hoping to put some more work into it the next year or two, maybe redo it a little bit on some things. But we're very blessed to play on grass, especially soccer. Most people play on turf nowadays. They for their club teams, they play on turf, and many of the high schools have turf now. I'm just kind of a big I would love to have turf here. It would certainly solve a lot of our problems, but why we got the grass, I'm gonna accentuate the positive. I think there's less injuries on the grass than on the turf, and like you mentioned, it's a nice field.
It's when you come to a game here, it's very nice to park, take a little walk, you see it, the tennis courts and the blah blah, the lacrosse, I guess it is, the field hockey, and then you come up to that. You say, "Where's the field?" And you got to look down, man. You got the nice stands up on top and the places to put your chairs, and you look down.
Yeah, people I think enjoy the ambiance of our field. Like you mentioned, it's kind of in a bowl. And the fans sit up kind of at the top, so it's kind of like having really good baseball tickets where you're close enough where you can see all the action, but you're high enough that you can kind of see the play developing and whatnot. Sometimes when you're sitting flat on the ground, it's hard to see the beauty of the game, so to speak, with the movement and the positioning and the spacing and whatnot. But when you're up on top of the hill there. Like I said, you're close enough to see the action, but you certainly can see things developing. And I think our soccer fans, our lacrosse fans, and our field hockey fans enjoy that aspect of our field.
Yeah, and if I can, I'll ask this final question, and then far as your fans are really nice, and I was wondering, do you all have a meet and greet before the season starts to talk to the parents about, code of conduct and so forth?
Yeah, we've done different things over the years with that, Kevin. There's some years that I'll talk to everybody, some years that the coaches. But lately we've been in this routine where we like the coaches to have like a meeting with the parents, like maybe a week or two into the season after a practice, and just tell them, here's the expectations for the kids, parents, and everybody involved. And I've been here for 20 years. I mean, we've had very few problems with fans, you know, acting inappropriately. So, yeah. You know, again, that kind of goes with our the mission of our school. I mean, we're, you know, again, we're here. It's academics, but we're trying to do other things besides academics and sports. We're trying to, you know, develop like an entire, the whole person, so to speak. And we kind of expect that from our parents, too.
Well said. Now, it's a custom here at Whale Certified to ask you if there's anything I didn't ask, this and that, or whatever you wanted to say to yourself, colleagues, your family and friends in the soccer community at large. This is your time.
Well, there's a lot of people to thank. Like me personally, my family, Michelle could probably vouch for this. I mean, when you're in the athletic world, whether you're a coach or an athletic director, there's a lot of time away from your family. So it helps out when your family's on board with what you're trying to do. My wife's been wonderful I've been married for I've been involved in high school sports for 37 years. I've been married for 32, and I kind of joke with my wife. So we got married, I was coaching for 5 years before I got married. I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to stop coaching. I mean, this is part of the package. I don't know why she decided to stay with the package, but she did. she did. So me personally, my family and my children, when they were a very young age, I drug them to everything, practices, games, and whatnot. And then, like, on a professional level, I mean, there's just been so many people, not only in the soccer world, but in the sports world, coaches, athletic directors, trainers, over the years that I wouldn't have stayed with if I didn't enjoy it. So there's just so many people out there in the St. Louis area, not making a lot of money, but for the most part doing the right thing and trying to help develop human beings, you know, men and women.
And this would be the appropriate time to say, you know, an athletic director is only as good as his or her assistant. So, Michelle, is there anything you would like to say? We got an open mic here for you.
I guess I just want to say, I mean, being a part of this world is pretty exciting. It's so exciting that I have two daughters of my own, and both of them actually come. They both are here at Viz. They both play soccer. It's actually really exciting, and clearly I love this place enough that I trust them with my kids. So.
Wow, that's, man, I'm telling you. And you look, sister, that you could put on the cleats right now and get out there on that field. So where'd you go to high school?
Oh, goodness, I'm actually from Hannibal.
All right,
From here. We actually did not have soccer until my senior year of high school, so nice. I was a runner and played basketball.
Wonderful. You got anything to say about the guy, Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain down there?
It was a great place to grow up and a great place to visit.
Boom, boom. All right. Well, without further ado, would you like to say anything that I didn't ask or how to bring about your expertise, whatever you want to say on Whale Certified?
Well, goodness, I think you guys kind of hit everything. I'm excited for the rest of the season. I'm excited for what is coming up in the upcoming years, and I look forward to where sports continues to evolve.
Amen, sister. And I'm telling you, on behalf of us all in the soccer community, thank you, Paul. And this has been Whale Certified, and you're in the Whale Certified Hall of Fame.
All right.
I just pronounced it.
Thank you.
I just pronounced it.